These are the proteins that are responsible for the control of cell proliferation, cell adhesion, cell differentiation, programmed cell death, various aspects of the immune response. And interestingly, always the production of the 24-hydroxylase. That's the enzyme that breaks down the vitamin D after it acts. So it's kind of a very quick on-off switch. As soon as vitamin D acts in the genome, it induces an enzyme that destroys it. So it acts only once, basically, is about what it boils down to. And then you need more vitamin D molecules if you want to do it again. The striking thing, and this number keeps going up from year to year, is that over 1,000 genes have vitamin D response elements. And some people have estimated that as much as 10% of the human genome is dependent upon having adequate vitamin D. So it's a terribly important, ubiquitous, a tissue-wide issue. Now I'm going to step this through in a little bit more detail. Once again, we're focusing on 125D, which when it gets into the cell can do what it needs to do. But we also have recognized that 25D is present in the serum. And 25D is not simply a reservoir. It's not simply an index of how much vitamin D we have in the body, although we use it for that, and quite appropriately. 25D can be itself 1-alpha hydroxylated within the tissues themselves, not just dependent upon what happens in the kidney.